Having Peace as You Wait on the Lord, a compilation.
There are times when things don't happen as we want or expect them to, when they take longer than expected, or when unexpected emergencies arise that affect us for the short or long term. There are times of frustration, of feeling lost, when our well-laid plans fail. In these times, life can feel awful, and it's difficult to understand why things are going wrong. Why God doesn't seem to be answering prayer, and why what we need right now isn't available. When we're in the midst of these times, it's difficult to see how anything good can come out of the situation. But sometimes the difficulties are part of the road that must be travelled in order to put us in the right place at the right time for what God has planned, either for our sake or someone else's. God intervenes in our lives, and yet often, while He is in the process of doing so, we don't realize that what's happening is according to His plan. Often time has to pass before we understand why certain things have or haven't happened. That seemingly negative event that changed your day or plans can turn out to be just the thing that would put you in the position to achieve something down the road. You can't see it at the time, but it may end up being a game changer in your life or in the lives of others. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Peter, Amsterdam. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. We can trust God even if He doesn't do what we think should be done. God knows the plans He has for your life, and they're meant for good. And when I tell you God's plans are meant for good, I'm not talking about the Western world's definition of good. Comfortable, easy, and successful. I'm talking about the good described in Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. In the next verse, Paul tells us what he means by good. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. While only God knows the plans, we can know something about His intent for every part of them. He plans to use all things for good. God wants to use the messy, the confusing, the painful, to transform you more into the image of His Son. If God's good plan is to make us more like Jesus, then we can expect trials. Thankfully, we know from Jesus' life that there's purpose to our pain. God doesn't waste anything, including suffering. He doesn't always remove us from trials because He plans to use them. God didn't rescue Noah by stopping the flood. God kept him safe in the waves. God didn't save Daniel from the lion's den. He protected him with the beasts at his side. God didn't save Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from going into a fire. He saved them in the midst of the flames. And do you remember their faith-filled words in Daniel 3:17 to 18? After they proclaimed, "The God we serve is able," Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said these two words, "Even if." Even if God didn't rescue them from the fire, they chose to trust his plans. Wow. Even though God is able, we can trust him when he doesn't do what we think should be done. Even if God's plans for our lives aren't what we hoped for, learning to trust God is part of his good plan. God is not saving us from trials. He's wanting to transform us through them. And I don't just know this from studying scripture. I know this from my own life. God has used my failures to make me dependent upon my Heavenly Father. He's used rejection to make me full of grace and truth. He's used my lack of control to form me into a prayer warrior. He wants to use what you're going through too. So let me ask you, how might God use what you're going through to form you more into the likeness of Jesus? God uses all things. He even redeems suffering. God wants to take our pain and heartache and transform us through it. He wants to use it for his glory and for our good, to make us more like Jesus for our sake and the sake of the world. Because guess what our world needs? You got it. Our world needs Jesus. And guess what God's good plan for our world may be? A transformed you and me. Heavenly Father, thank you for using trials in my life to make me more like you. Help me to trust you in the process. In Jesus' name, amen. Megan Fait Marshman. In a time of suffering, David engaged in righteous self-talk about how he should respond in light of God's goodness. "Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord." The call to wait on God is an invitation to trust and hope. It entails believing that one day, even if today is not that day, he will make all things right. In times of waiting, as we seek God in prayer, we must learn to listen to him as well as talk to him, to shut out the clatter and quietly wait as he unfolds to us his person, purposes, promises, and plan. But what about when we wait and listen and God still seems silent? God is near. Through faith, we can affirm God's loving presence, even when he seems silent and we feel deserted. "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you," is a promise God will not break despite how we feel. Many of us have walked the Emmaus road, overwhelmed by sorrow, plagued by questions. We wonder where God is, when all along he walks beside us. Waiting on God involves learning to lay our questions before him. It means that there is something better than knowing all the answers, knowing and trusting the only one who does know and will never forsake us. Trusting God when we don't hear him ultimately strengthens us. If our faith is based on lack of struggle and affliction and absence of doubt and questions, that's a foundation of sand. Such faith is only one frightening diagnosis or shattering phone call away from collapse. Token faith will not survive the dark night of the soul. His silence is a matter of perspective. There's a sense in which God is never silent. He has already spoken in his word, and by becoming man and dying for us on the cross, purchasing our eternal salvation. When we can't hear God, we can keep showing up and opening His Word, day after day, to look at what He has already said and done, and contemplate and memorize it until we realize this is not silence, but is God speaking to us. When life goes dark, we also can remember that, however long the silence seems, God promises it is temporary. Consider Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in His love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. Just because we can't hear God exulting doesn't mean He is not rejoicing over us with shouts of joy. A blind or deaf child may not see her father's face or hear his words, but can learn to sense his love and affection nonetheless. The blood-bought promise states that this brief life will be followed with an eternity in which his children will see his face. My soul waits for God. For God alone my soul waits in silence. My hope is from Him. If we lean on Him while we wait, God will give us the grace to wait and to listen carefully as we pray. Go to trusted Christ followers for encouragement and keep opening His Word and asking Him to help us hear Him. Randy Alcorn. Wait in hope for me. I am your help and your shield. Waiting in itself is not a virtue. The important thing is how you wait, in a resigned, impatient way, or in hope, keeping your focus on me. One aspect of hope is confident expectation. When your overarching hope is for me, you have every reason to be confident. I have promised to be with you always, even to the end of the age. Moreover, at the end of time, I am coming back in glorious power to judge the world and establish my kingdom. While you are waiting, remember that I am your help and your shield. My unfailing love guarantees that I am always available to help you. You access this loving help through your trust in me. No matter what is happening or how bad you feel, voice your trust in me. I have shielded you from many hardships, and I will continue to protect you. So put your hope fully in me, and the light of my presence will shine into your waiting times. Jesus.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.